This is Global Air Force. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.
He had 10 brand new fingers, so I grabbed those fingers. He had 10 brand new toes, so I got a hold of all those toes. He had created a new man. He had thumped leprosy, and he had given the man new skin and new fingers and toes.
Now, here's your host, Jim Rome.
Thank you for tuning into Global Air Force.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. And today, we have a beautiful program for you. We have, once again, the wild and wonderful David Hogan. Today, we're going to have two parts on the program. David tells a story today of what turned him so violently against Satan, the devil. And it started when a warlock, a black magic warlock, sent demons to attack his son and his life. He was naive, and he learned what many Christians should learn. In the second part, we see the most remarkable miracle, just like when Jesus was on the earth. David is going to have a service somewhere, and he sees a little pile of dirty, smelly rags. He goes over and picks up the rag and looks underneath, and there is a human-like form. Oh my, what an experience you are going to have today as you listen to David relate what happened next. It's just like back in the Bible times when Jesus roamed the earth. So, here he is, the wild and wonderful David Hogan.
Yeah. So it doesn't, it feels great to you think of letting me come. Oh, I like it. I like to be around people that love Jesus and the radical. Ooh, feels good. But if you're out there on that motorcycle and get stopped by devils and they want to kill you, it doesn't make any difference. He's still with me. What has changed? Geography? Circumstances? Has Jesus fallen off the throne? Or is he still in control here? Come on now. Is he the right or wrong? It's right. Verse 7 says a pretty profound thing. You want to read it with me? Of Matthew chapter 10. It says, as you what? What are you going to do?
Preach.
What are you going to preach? And then what are you going to do? Raise the dead, cleanse lepers. Oh, the list goes on and on. Wow. Y'all are a lot prettier than I am. Y'all are a lot smarter than I am. But that don't matter at all. What matters is Jesus. What matters is obedience to Jesus, regardless of the circumstance. One of the things that got me so, I'll be tactful with you, excited, mad about the devil, was my little boy who is now 25. Back then he was 4 or 5. The reason he likes me is because of what I'm fixing to tell you, because every time the demon comes, we win. May not look pretty, but we still win. I was washing my four-wheel drive. I was happy to be able to use it and go through the mud and go to these villages and get out there through the mountains. And so I was back, and it was wonderful. And my little boy was a little boy over there like they do, playing with his little truck. He was playing go to church like Papa just did. That feels good to a young daddy, you know. I'm over there washing my four-wheel drive, and he's picking up Indians and going to church in his little bee truck. Well, directly, he starts screaming. I mean, blood-curdling stuff. And I go over there, and he's grabbing his side. Ah! I rip his shirt, move his hand, pull his shirt up, and there's a handprint got a hold of my boy pulling his side and intestines out of him. And I cannot see it. All I can see is the indention of a hand, and it pulling my boy half in two. And I'm doing like you would. What is this? He's screaming and it's going nuts. And my wife comes. We're praying in tongues. We're doing all the things you're supposed to do that everybody says you do and you win and you don't. And so We're rocking along there, and that thing got rough, and boy, we was praying, Jesus' name, it nothing worked. Praying tongues didn't work, name of Jesus. We quoted some scripture, kept on going. He was burning alive, and his hand was on, evidently the demon's hand was on fire, and it was burning him, pulling him alive. It was rough. Finally it lifted. I laid down on the car, on the concrete. Whoosh, thank you, Jesus. We went out. Whoosh, hey, son, look, hey, the demon came, but Jesus helped us. We didn't get but 5 minutes rest, and it came back and got a hold of his arm. Pulling him off. I'm holding him. Little bitty boy, little toddler. I'd never seen anything like it, ever. I'd never seen anything like this. So, after a while, it went away again. And I'm standing there, I'm just looking like this now. It came back and got him on the face. It was pulling my little boy's face off. And there was no thing I could do to help my little boy. It's a bad feeling for a good daddy. It's a bad feeling. I didn't like it. And so I'm rocking along there a few days. That really made us nervous. Started coming home at night, and from these, I didn't have but a couple of churches. And I was real green. I was ignorant of the fact of what I was. I actually didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know that I had walked into uncharted lands and stirred up some of the bigger demons that's around the world. And I didn't know that. And they decided, stop him now. I didn't know that either. I was just like you. I was naive. Used to be. I come home from service a couple of times, and my had this little nice little bitty house. It was brand new, and it was nice, and stucco little house. And all I wanted was a few people to get saved. I'd come home, and there was three doors in the house, and all of them would be standing wide open, locked. All the lights are on in the house. Nothing is missing. That happened several times. And I'm going to my wife, we don't understand. We never fought with the principality of force. We didn't get it. So I'd go through, man, with a bat, you know, looking for somebody. There wasn't ever anybody there. So I'd lock up the house and turn the lights off, look at everything, and finally I'd get the family in. And there were these different animals that would be in there, and I'd run them out and I'd all that. And then one day I come in and I'm, like I said, I believe, like the Bible believes about raising a family, not like liberal demons believe. And so my little boy was traipsing across the thing. I said, hey, son, come here. He kept on going. That ain't God. I said, hey, boy, come here. He just kept right on going. Well, I immediately went and got him by the shoulder, turned him around. He had gone deaf, both ears. Now my boy has lost his hearing. Oh, man, I'm praying, I'm crying, I'm rolling the floor. What's going on here? Oh, my God, oh, my God. And I looked at my wife, I said, so I started naming off all these things that had been going on the last couple of weeks. And, oh, man, it was getting out of hand. This is unruly. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Help me, Jesus. Oh, da, 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 da. Oh, God, oh, God. And so I said to her, I said, okay, I don't even know what's going on. But I'm going to go over there in that little office I got up there. I'll see y'all. Y'all have a nice life. But I'm going to sit in that chair until heaven tells me what's going on. I'm not eating. I'm not drinking. I'm not seeing anybody. I'm not talking to anybody but Jesus. So I go up there in that chair, and I'm sitting there. A whole day and a whole night goes by. Then another whole day and a whole night. And then another one, another one, another one, until five of them. And Jesus spoke to me and said to me that there was a black magic warlock across the street bent on our destruction. Oh, did I get hostile. I stood up. I opened that door. I walked across that roof. Yeah, I'm going for this devil. The only problem was when I got there, the demon was out in the street waiting on me. They're so far ahead of you. You get off on watching your friends shake. They get off on destroying the universe. There's a difference here. You reckon you can hear that? They get off on killing churches, people, and making people mad at the gospel. And that's what they get off on. And I stood there and I looked at, I'd never spoken to a human being like this in my life. I said, I adjure you by the powers of the living God. You will let my family go. And you will never come back. I curse you by the blood and power of the cross in the name of Jesus. And that thing took off running. And my boy's ears was instantly open. So I want to admonish you, charge you, as you... What are you going to do?
Preach.
What are you going to preach? And then what are you going to do to the people that need you? That's right. That's what we're going to do. You're not going to be intimidated. You're not going to turn tail and run. You are not. You are going to stand. And you're going to keep standing like you're commanded to do in the full armor of God. Don't you go with a lopsided message. Don't you go with just a helmet of salvation. Don't you go with just a shield of faith. You will be destroyed. You take the time to suit out in the armor of God. And then you address your enemy, the enemy of God. And you do not back off of him. Okay? There's people that need you. People need you. According to Romans chapter 4, our father Abraham had nations in him. You are of that seed. You have nations in you. Do you know that I have nations in me? Do you know that I'm valuable to the kingdom of God? Do you know I believe that? Do you know I know it's Jesus though and not me? It's Jesus. Went to church one afternoon. Am I scriptural? As you, I preached, comma, preach. What am I preaching? Then I'm going to heal the sick. Everything's fine. We prayed for the sick. Oh, man, I have done my duty. I am completely scriptural. I go out there and I'm loading up my truck. Place called Netsakwal. I'm sitting there and I'm watching all these Indians pile in my truck. There were several of our trucks there. Piling in my truck. Well, what they do is these Indians, they have a wood toolbox. That's the best place to ride home there is. So they scurry out there to get into my truck. This lady's climbing up the side of my truck, as tall as I am, big mud tires and so forth, and all that lift kit and all that junk. And so she's climbing up. There's only one thing happened that she didn't take into consideration. The dew had fallen. And my truck is now wet, and so are the tires. She's climbing up those 40-inch tires. She grabs a hold of the roll bar, and her feet slip off the side of the truck. That's not too bad, except for there was a ditch right beside my truck. Made her fall approximately 9 feet. That's not so bad, except she had a baby strapped to her back. And like any good mother would do, try to protect their children. She turned in air, put her hand down. Compound fracture, double. Both bones break, come through. I heard the pain, I heard the snap. I run over there. I bust through the Indians. I got my flashlight light up. I get there to see a hand down and bones everywhere, blood. Somebody took her baby, you know. She was from a place called Otlatzinka. I've never been in that situation. I've never been taught what to do, but I have experience now, and I'm going to teach you what to do. It's real simple. As you go, what are you going to preach? Then you're going to heal the sick. Is that lady now sick? To fix this, it would take a creative miracle.
Does that happen anymore?
You take that bloody arm and you lay it in the palm of your hand like this. Blood's easing out all over my hand. It's dripping all over me, running down, getting on my shirt. Lay your hand on that compound fracture and let me just tell you what works. In Jesus' name. And right before about 150 people's eyes, in my hand, all of the flashlights are on us in the ditch. We saw that arm go back together. Healed by the blood of Jesus the righteous. I was left with the only little reminder is a bloody shirt and a bloody hand. Because that woman's hand was fine. And I said, y'all move out the way. Let her have that seat by that on that toolbox. She went right up that truck like a cat squirrel. Just smiling at me. And I'm looking at the blood on me. I'm looking at her. That don't happen. What? Wait a minute. Something happened late, which is good. That's intelligence. Intelligence kicked in late. Faith happened first. Thank you, Jesus. Are y'all bored yet? As you... What's he going to do?
Preach.
What are you going to preach?
Jesus Christ.
And then we're going to heal the sick. They're a lot ahead of me. And I'm enjoying myself. I get up into this little bitty church we got, and I get there, and I'm just looking around. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you letting me come here. Thanks for letting me come preach the gospel to a people that have never heard your holy name. You are awesome to allow me to do that. Thank you. And I'm believing it, enjoying it. And all of a sudden, this horrible odor runs across my mouth. I couldn't get away from it. I went outside the church and somehow I had missed it coming in. I was so far into enjoying myself, but after a while, reality grabs me and it stinks. I smell dead human flesh. It's rough. And it's just, whew. The pastor comes out of there and I'm sitting there, you know, I'm trying to be nice. Finally, I says to him, "What is that smell?" He just, I don't know, I miss this too. I'm usually better than this, but he just went like this. And I, man. Sitting over there was a pile of rags, okay? And I'm really an inquisitive fellow. I wonder what they got over in them rags. It stinks so bad. Whoa! Wah! There is a thing under there, kind of resembles a human, but it don't have a nose. It don't have any ears. It don't have any fingers. And it don't have any toes. I grabbed the rags and threw it back over it and took off running. And I do realize you would have been a lot more tactful, a lot more spiritual, but you weren't there, like I've been telling you. But the thing stunk and it scared me, so I run from it. It was a man, a human man, with leprosy. Leprosy. Few people see it in the United States. They keep everybody hid in these little colonies, they call them. So you don't have to put up with the stench and the ugly sight of parts falling off of and dripping. So I looked at the pastor. I said, "What's wrong with that guy, Lord?" He said, "He's a leper. And he heard that if you put your hand on him, he can be healed." That's when it would have been better for you to have been there. But you weren't. Okay. I'm really getting on to y'all, aren't I? What time is it? And so we're sitting there. And I've got to decide now. Okay, what would Jesus do here? And so all of a sudden, these scriptures about these lepers start running through. Oh, no, that's not what we want to do. So I walk over there to him, move the rags out the way, and say to him, "All right, I've come in representing Jesus. You have a devil. Now here's what we're going to do. You are going to get born again, or I'm not touching you." He said, "That's fine. What is born again?" So you turn in your little Bible, and you slaughter him with the scriptures. Now he's completely tore up. His mind is destroyed because of the pain. His body is completely eaten up. Now his spirit is really chopped. But he still looked at me and said, "What must I do to be saved?" I said, "Okay." And I told him what to do. I led him to Jesus myself. Prayed for him to be born again, and I was glad he got born again. But now we got another problem. Now he ain't a devil no more. He's my brother in the Lord. Oh. So, okay, here we go. Ready? Up to there. Don't you ever think it ain't possible, because it happened. I lost my hand in the goo. Yahoo! I still have my hand. Hey! And I don't have leprosy. I have Jesus. The devil immediately spoke to me. "You've got leprosy now. Now I've got you." And I heard him, but I ignored him and kept praying. Oh, I think you're going to like what happened. Some of you will. Some of you will get mad at me because it happened, but it's not my fault. I promise you, it's Jesus' fault. You have trouble with it, take it up with Him. I'm not going to take responsibility for it. I'm going to just stay free and worship my King. If I run across somebody sick, I'm going to touch him. And then what he does is his business. My business is to worship the great King. My business is to go. My business is to preach. My business is to preach the kingdom of God is at hand. My business is to lay hands on the sick. My business is to cleanse lepers. And then he has to do the rest, right? So that frees my mind from lots of trash and bondage and problems and condemnation and all kinds of things. Just let me keep dancing. That's what that does. It really does. So I put his rags back over him. No apparent change. I went straight over to the pastor. Get me a bucket of water now and some Lysol. I was a little bit out of order here because after I did that, I had to preach in the stench. I had to pray for him because he was in so much pain and he needed to get born again because he was rough looking. He could die. He could kick off any minute. We decided that it was all right to cleanse the leper, even though it was a little bit out of context. We could preach in a minute to cleanse the leper first. I doubt if heaven would get too angry about it. I enjoy messing with you. It's fun. It really is. Especially because of the results. So I went away, come back. Here I am again, a good boy. A few weeks later, come back to the same village. I go in there. I don't remember the stench. I'll go up in there, same thing. Jungle, falling in. It's good, fun. Get up in there. Woo, everything's fine. Except for one problem. There's people bouncing. I walk in, they look at me and smile and run off. What kind of an Indian is that that would be happy? They're supposed to be stoic, non-emotional people. What's he doing jumping up and down and running out here smiling at me? Who is he? What's he doing? Act like an Indian, if you will, please. So in a minute, the pastor comes running up in there. He's doing his thing. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him, so I just started doing it with him. I'm serious. He said to me, have you met this? I looked over there. There's a new fella sitting over there on the bench. And I said, don't know him. He said, yes, you do. No, I do. So I walked over there to him. I said, who are you? He said, I know you, Brother David. Nice looking fella. Pretty. Young Indian man sitting there. Never seen him in my lifetime. He said to me, Jesus! I come from a state called Louisiana. And over in the state of Louisiana, we say, come on, Jesus. I better read this to you. This is important. I got a new verse I want to read to you. Ready? Matthew chapter 10 and verse 7. It's a valuable verse for you. It's new. It's fresh every day. It's brand new. I'm telling you, this must have just been put in there. It's awesome. I mean, it's awesome. You know what it says? As you go, what are you going to do?
Preach.
What are you going to preach?
Jesus.
What are you going to do?
Jesus.
That's what we got to cleanse the leper. Hang on. Oh, man. That fella looked me right just dead in the eyeball. He said, you know me, Brother David. You led me to the Lord yourself. Wait a minute. You know, I'm not real good with names, but I'm real good with faces. I've never seen you in my lifetime. He said, yes, sir. No, you haven't. He said, yes, you. Who are you? He said, I am the man that used to be the leper. I said, I know you. He said, I told you. Guess what Jesus had the nerve to do? He never asked my permission. I mean, I had said to him, be cleansed in the name of Jesus. That's one thing. But oh, Jesus went much farther than that. He restored him. The man had a brand new 2-week-old nose. So I grabbed him. Wow, a brand new nose. He had 2 brand new ears. So I grabbed those ears. He had 10 brand new fingers. So I grabbed those fingers. He had 10 brand new toes. So I got a hold of all those toes. He had created a new man. He had thumped leprosy. And he had given the man new skin and new fingers and toes. Now then, I'm going to ask you a serious question. Do you see what's wrong with me now? Do you understand a little better? What's wrong with me is that my friend is serious and he's real. His name is Jesus. He means business. You get yourself serious. He don't mind how much you play. He lets me play. You see me play? I like to play. I enjoy heaven. I enjoy worshiping God. I am not ashamed of the gospel. In any language. He likes that. Jesus likes that.
That was wonderful, stupendous, amazing what God can do. He's still here today, my brother and sister. He is working in people like David Hogan. It's not such a mystery when you realize God in us can do great things. Well, I thank you, David.
Everyone that I see, you know the keys to the kingdom are the secret to success. To loose the Holy Ghost and the Son, the devil's in the phone booth, down at 911. Well, the devil's in the phone booth, down at 911. Yeah, the church is on their knees and they're loading up the spiritual gun. Well, the devil thought he had us, but the table's in turn.
Thank you for tuning into Global Air Force. I'm Jim Rome.
Global Air Force wants you. Be a part of the Global Air Force Radio Ministry. Please go to our website at www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net.
If this program today has been a blessing to you and helped you, and you would like to support this ministry, you can send a gift easily by getting on our webpage, and there's a donate button there. Our webpage is www.globalairforce.net. Once again, our webpage is globalairforce.net, and you can easily and quickly send a gift to support this ministry. That's all for today. God bless.
Come fly with Global Air Force.